This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Lost my job, got kicked to the curb. Now I'm dreaming about someone's girl. Everything I say is true. If I were you.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I feel like that could be a song outside the podcast. It wouldn't make a ton of sense, but it could work, you know?
It was 30 seconds long. How could that work as a song outside the podcast?
As an intro to a song. As an intro to a song. I'm just saying it doesn't need us for context is all.
An intro to a song?
Fuck off. Just introduce the show. Say who did it. Okay.
I've never heard of that. Fun. Like to think of like this just, is that's not the song. It's just the intro to the song. It's like a skit.
The
or
song
something.
Has an intro, it has a bridge, it has a riff, it has the chord. There's different terminology for music.
But like to sing during the intro and then it like introduces a new song.
It's the intro. Yeah, it's the intro to the verse. To the hook. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I see this. You wrote this song. You performed it. So you're just mad that I didn't.
And I feel like it could exist without the podcast.
I know. Yeah. Hey, it's Jake.
I feel like it should exist without the podcast.
Can you let people know that this would be a good intro to a regular song and then sort of drop the ball that I wrote it and then have people be like floored? I can't gauge.
So you're not supposed to read that email verbatim, obviously.
I really think this could be the start of a burgeoning music career, LOL. Unless you don't think so, then it won't be that good. But do you think this could be the intro?
Don't read the PS.
God, PS.
Okay, you can read the whole email. Don't read the PS.
Intro. 5 minutes later, PPS. I really think that this could be the intro to a song. You know how there's like an intro, a bridge, and then like the verse. Okay. So I think this could
be obviously a little redundant. It's obviously a little redundant. Hearing it back, it sounds
weird. A new email at 6:11 a.m. Eastern time. It seems like you set an alarm to send this one. Hey, still haven't heard back. You sent the previous one while I was asleep, so I didn't respond. Hey, didn't hear back. Do you think that this could be the intro of a song?
Don't read the PS on this one. I know I wrote a PS here.
PS, I think this could really, really, really be, I don't want to jinx it, but an intro to a song.
Nice. I asked you not to read the PS.
Actually, that song was written by a Canadian.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Hope to see you guys in my shithole town. That's right. You guessed it. Windsor, Ontario.
Okay. Let's see where Windsor, Ontario is.
That was written by Alexander Stoikoski. You would think it would be written by like Bert Williams from Alabama, but no. It's actually written by Alexander in Windsor, Ontario. So thanks, Alexander.
Wow, Windsor, Ontario is such... It's... No.
What?
No, that can't be right. Windsor?
No, this can't be. This is my childhood house.
Well, just like where it is on the map, it's south of Detroit. You know, you don't really think of that.
Oh, interesting. Oh, yeah, that's the town that's like across the lake. Like people from Detroit used to go to Windsor to like gamble in their Canadian casinos. But the fact that it's south of Detroit is weird.
Yeah, it's weird that there are parts of Canada that are south of parts of America.
Yeah.
That'll fuck your brain up.
I'm sure this has come up before, but one of my favorite geographical facts is that Reno, Nevada is further west than LA because of the way California sort of bends east.
That is very interesting. That's a good fact.
Yeah, it's not true, but isn't that kind of interesting to be like, huh, a part of Reno, Nevada is further west than LA. That would be interesting.
Yeah. And like Spokane, Washington is actually, it's north of Alaska,
yeah,
geographically speaking.
Because if you're...
As long as you don't have to tell the truth about stuff.
Right, if you're holding...
Florida is an island.
If you're holding the globe upside down, anything could be north, south, east, west, the other place.
It's all, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Did you know that Spain doesn't exist? It's just a city in France where they speak Spanish. So that's kind of interesting.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Did you know that... Alaska starts with an L.
Now we're just doing spelling ones.
Did you know that I'm 4'11" and I have green teeth?
Now we're just playing make believe.
No, I really do have green teeth. Look at that.
You do. Yeah. Wow. Holy shit. Wow. You just moved to the side of your microphone, yeah, and that is fucked up.
I told you I have swamp mouth, so I have a little ecosystem, a fern gully of sorts growing on my tongue and on the back of my teeth.
And I have cotton ass.
I have anal jaundice, so my asshole
my ass is
yellow. Is
dry. Arid and yellow as a desert.
Would you, if I gave you $10,000, would you have...
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Hell yeah. Fucking five figures? Yeah.
I haven't told you what it is yet.
Okay, yeah. I would do it.
Like, you know, when you're sometimes you're like in a lake or a river and you like your feet touch the rock and it's like really mossy and slick down there. It's like algae, yeah, or something.
I'd catch my ass.
I didn't say that. what I'm suggesting is a lot less severe than gouging your eyes out. Jesus Christ. How'd you get rock, there? Yeah. I was talking about algae.
I thought we were talking about 10 grand.
Yeah, no, I was talking about, never mind. But I was going to say, if would you have algae on like the inside of your teeth for a month for $10,000?
So. Oh, God.
Now you're this turning around. You're ready to fucking stab yourself in the eye for 15.
Yeah, I was ready to punch a fucking nail file through my gums.
What? Like...
That'd be a fun podcast where you just like go on and you describe the most painful thing that you think that you can imagine.
Yeah. And then we'll do like, would you rather,
it's so hard
you have to pay. Yeah. You have to pay to like say, yeah, I would do that. And then as soon as they do that, we'll have somebody like barge into their house and fucking do it. You're like, yeah, you'll do the fucking nail file. Get them, boys. And we'll arrange with the next of kin or something, like access to the apartment or house.
Next of kin. So you know the people will die.
At a certain point, like some of the stuff's going to be pretty fucked up. Yeah. So like the nail
I'll
file.
Chop my head off for $11.
All right. And then we do it and we have a recording of them allowing access. And once we have access, film. That's all you need to do this shit. I can beg you to punch me, and if you did it, mm-hmm, and we have a contract written out, you can do it without like me suing you, right?
I guess it is. Yeah, a verbal contract.
No, notarized written consent.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Aren't you a notary? Didn't you get notarized?
Yeah, I've been going to notary school every night for the past...
That's awesome.
8 weeks now, and I'm officially, yeah, I'm a notary public, which is kind of cool.
That'd be the coolest thing you could fucking do in COVID. You know, you're like, you come out, you're like, oh yeah, like I learned to make my own bread. Like, oh yeah, I started like doing crochet projects. Like, yeah, well, I'm a fucking notary. How's that? I could fucking notarize your shit.
That seems like
I have a stamp. Okay, I have stationery.
Yeah,
and now I'm a fucking notary.
What is a notary specifically? Just like a legal person that can say that somebody signed something? That seems like the first job in America. Why is it still a thing?
I don't know, but it's like a legal witness, right? Like I saw this guy sign it.
Yeah.
Like I watched it.
And it can't just be any guy. You need to be officially qualified to be a guy that watched it.
How do you become a notary?
Yeah.
I'm gonna fucking find out. I'm gonna open a new tab because the last one was Where's Windsor, Ontario.
I bet it's a government scam type thing where it's like, yeah, you have to pay $2,500 for this online course, and the course doesn't really teach you anything because all you really have to do is stamp something after someone signs something. Well, but then they take that cash and then they use it carte blanche however they see fit, and that's the problem. Mm. All that notary money belongs to me.
There's an exam. You have to take a notary exam.
Really? Shit. Give me a fucking
don't freak
sample.
Out. You don't even know what's... Oh my God. You have to learn notary law, and it's a PDF that's 17 pages long.
Jesus. Page one is just looking at someone signing something for dummies.
Wait, at the bottom you can just click accept. Yeah, so I have read and understand the rules of becoming a notary, and I've been notaried.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a notarizer.
Now I'm a notary.
That was it?
I wonder if I get like, I feel like I should get a, like a, an Esquire or a doctor or some kind of like signifier in my, you know, like instead of Mr., I'd be like notar.
What? You'd be notar Hurwitz? Fine, have at it. Use it. Go for it. Don't take a fucking
test. All right,
well,
I don't want that to stick,
that's
actually.
Too late. Hey, guys, get a load of notar over here. Hey, node.
I'll pivot back to being a musician. I really think I can do the intro of a song.
Yeah, I know you think that. All right, this is an advice podcast, after all. If I were you, the only advice podcast on the web that I host with Jake.
And I host with Amir.
There's a lot of imitation advice podcasts, but none that we specifically host with each other. So there was that one you tried to start a few years ago, which is kind of weird. You tried to start a podcast without me.
Really? Which one?
It was like the Jake and Hurwitz Advice Hour, which I thought was pretty fucked up, actually.
Yeah, people should subscribe to that one, actually. I think I'll unearth that guy. Going back, my solo act.
Yeah.
Where I kind of just do like notarized songs.
Yeah, no wonder it didn't go off. Like, that sounds awful. Hold on a second. We have a special guest. Ready? Please welcome to the podcast, Ben. Yeah, Ben, you're on with Jake and Amir.
Oh my God.
Hey, are we? Yeah, is this a podcast? I just need to talk to Amir for a second. But are we on an actual? What are we on?
We're on. Yeah, you're on. If I were you.
Oh, okay. Let's take some questions, baby. What's the first one?
Yeah, we haven't really started it. You said you wanted to ask me something, so I sent you a link to this.
I actually think I thought of a great idea for something, and I was gonna tell you about it. This is not a Jake. Wow. You wouldn't understand it. It's too above his head. So I wanted to talk.
Is it about?
It's a smart person idea.
Oh, all right.
I wanted to talk to you about it, and then I might attack it today if it makes sense.
What's the idea?
An idea you can attack today?
I can't. I've already started the wheels. I started because this is what happens. When Amir doesn't pick up, I pick someone else to talk to about it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And is it me?
Oh, that's
it.
No, no, you're down. No, smart person idea. Come on, Jake.
Okay.
Smart person
idea. Yeah. Sorry about that.
So I think I thought of a great idea, and I think it could be a podcast type thing, and I think I'm going to start it today.
Jesus. Whoa. Is it related to content, like streaming video, recording audio?
Is it related to content?
Tell your grandma to get off the goddamn fucking... to get off
the podcast. Is this in the world of advertising or data management?
Jakey! I love you, Jakey!
I love you, man. I miss you.
Haven't talked to you in a bit. How is it?
It's been a long time.
We're about to answer some questions. If you don't really...
Can I have a question? Is that all right if I ask you a question?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Fire away. What do you got to do?
What are you doing, man? What have you been spending your time with, Jake?
We should.
Why don't we do it right now?
Okay. Yeah.
You are
sure.
Doing it. This is that.
I don't know if I can get rid of Amir because I'm not the host. So.
Get rid of.
I can get rid of.
It doesn't have to get.
Okay, good. We muted him. Hey, so what are you doing, by the way? Is everything good?
Yeah, things. I mean, everything sucks, but I'm hanging in there. Everything's fine.
You look good. Are you walking quite a bit and working out and stuff like that, or no?
I'm been doing a lot of biking. That's been my quarantine
with a
activity.
Mask on.
Yeah, wear the mask. You got to wear the
wow.
mask.
Wow, I know. Thank goodness you are. I'm just saying, isn't that? That's how much are you biking? Where are you? What city are you in right now?
I'm in New York City right now, so I'm biking maybe like 10-15 miles a day.
Ugh, doesn't it feel like we can finally talk?
Yeah, it's really nice to catch up. What are you up to?
All you have to do is literally get rid of him. That's all you have to do.
So convenient.
I'm all right. I'm writing. I'm getting in my head a bit because I'm writing. Oh, he got back.
He's back here.
Sorry. Sorry, Amir. Good to see you, buddy.
Hey. I was muted, but I could hear everything you said about the how you wish you could talk to Jake more and how all he had to do is get rid of me, you said. And you both looked. All right.
Hey, so you know that Amir just beat Link to the Past? Is that the Link to the Past?
I think that's good, right? That's impressive. It didn't take you that long.
When it's not work stuff now because you live so far away from each other?
Yeah, we only talk about other video games. Yeah, so I beat this game for children, and it took me probably, what do you think, Ben? 2 months, 40 hours, 45
probably
hours,
2 months,
hours.
45 hours, something like that.
And a lot of help, right?
A lot of help.
Ben coached you through... a large chunk. Yeah,
I mean, there
the
were
game,
certain
right?
parts where I wouldn't be able to figure it out. So Ben was able to.
This I had to come in game, and save the day.
Yeah, kind of like not unlike Link, the character, and isn't the character's name Link, right? So you kind of saved.
Well,
the day.
In your you in your game, his name was Amir. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Link's name was Amir.
He changed Link's name to Amir.
Why?
Because he's a child, chipmunk? And he wanted.
Was he like? Is the
yeah.
object?
Yeah, so the object is to get acorns in the game, and so obviously the best person to do that would be Amir.
Right, so you're just like squirreling away acorns for the winter, and then yeah. how do you win? Do you like survive the winter on your
stash? The whole thing is you got to survive 45 hours straight in your own bunker that you've made via
as long as you have nuts, yeah.
Yeah, you got
to
have
nuts. And that's awesome, because Amir, I don't know if the character had any resemblance to you, but like the big chipmunk cheeks to store your nuts. And a bushy Link, tail to keep the
he doesn't have
winter.
That. He has a sword. He has a shield.
You guys are a professional. You guys are a professional business, right?
Yeah.
So if so, why don't you get the professional Zoom? You're on the free 40-minute trial Zoom right now.
Thanks for asking, Ben. I actually have the pro Zoom. I'm a paying member of Zoom.
But this says 40 minutes remaining. Yeah. So what do we do after 40 minutes? Do we just stop recording?
Problem. I've been going for 35. So it says 3 minutes and 20 seconds remaining.
Mm-hmm. So what do you guys do? You just end the podcast or you start a new one?
Yeah, we'll have to call it there and then probably start a new Zoom meeting. Ideally the one that Jake has, since he has the professional pro business Zoom account.
Yeah, I'm a notary, so I have one.
Oh, are you a notary?
I'm not a notary yet, but I'm thinking about becoming a notary.
How's the far more popular Dungeons & Dragons podcast going?
Well, you don't have to say specifically far more popular, but you can ask him about the Dungeons & Dragons
podcast.
Sure. How is Nat Bad doing?
You're two times speed.
Let's take the question again. I'll cut out the first version.
It's not that much bigger. I think it's only about 4 or 5 times as big as this show.
Ben, let's go. I don't want to get too far down the path. Ben, can you take that question again without saying the...
huge, by the way.
Yeah, it's really...
that question clean, because I'm afraid I'll be able to cut
it. I bet you get money for ads. I bet you get real money for ads.
Oh, yeah, we get paid. And it's incredibly... It's also really fun and rewarding, is the other thing.
Because you're playing towards something.
Ben, can you ask that question again? I don't want to get too far down this path.
Yeah. Podcasting with friends.
Possibly have to say to Amir that you haven't said in 1,000 short films.
Let's get the question. Yeah, let's get that question clean.
If anything, he's gotten older and sadder. You know what I mean?
I'll see if I can.
Is it possible to mute this guy again?
Yeah, sorry. Is Marik on, or can someone mute him if possible?
And he's muted. I love that. That's awesome. I hate when he just talks so much.
Can I tell you what the problem is with Amir, if I'm going to be honest?
Yeah.
It's a laundry list of things, and it starts and ends with the same thing.
What's that?
Love.
He didn't get enough of it as a child.
Didn't get enough, doesn't know how to give it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, we have to help him love.
Really?
Yeah, because look, Jake, I love you.
I love you too.
I think you're great. I talk to you far less than I talk to Amir, and I already know that I love you more than I love you.
Yeah, I'm back. I heard the stuff about me incapable of feeling.
So say I love you to either one of us, Amir. Just do it quick.
I would, but honestly, my Zoom's about to run out. It says less than a minute left, so we're going to stop the first half right here. We'll thank some sponsors. Come back on the second half. Maybe Ben will be here. Maybe he'll be so fed up.
Sponsors, or are they really weird? Is it like Matthews?
All right, be right back, everybody.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional-looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag-and-drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional-looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product. From Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash... way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
It's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay, I wouldn't. But so it's more of a fitnessnah.com. Yeah, it's more of a fitnessnah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn, and I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most saving of it yours. The average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money.
Ben, do you have any...
Well, I have a
question, if that's okay, to throw a question
together. Yeah, that works.
Is that fine, Jakey, or no?
Yeah, it's fine with me. Amir seems miffed by it, but I'm okay with it.
Was there ever a time when you were starting with Amir for Jake and Amir where you're like, maybe someone else...
Yeah.
For what?
I feel like, honest, by the way. Honest. Like, totally
this
honest.
This is a question for who?
Sorry, it's for me. I feel like those questions.
Amir, please. Amir, stop. Go.
Those
Jake.
Questions for me, like, is this the right guy? Do I want to be working on projects with him? Came up more in the middle. They come up more now.
Yeah, of course.
I don't remember you ever bringing it that up.
Sorry, Amir, we're having a conversation. It's a podcast.
I'm saying if that came up, I definitely.
We're just talking about interesting.
I'm saying it's a podcast where people talk. So
we're just chatting, Amir. We're just chatting.
Okay.
I don't take everything so personally.
Amir, you're deep throating the microphone.
What are you doing? I'm not. I'm fine. Are you done? Is that the question?
No,
you
want
to fucking replace me? Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Stop it. I didn't say he wants to. I said, did he ever think about it, Amir?
Yeah. I'm just saying, do you have doubts? Sure. Do you have doubts? But people at the end of the day, do you feel like, am I happy where I am? Do I feel like I did the right thing? No, I don't. Do I think I chose the right guy to.
Definitely.
Like, to stake my career on? Of course not.
Yes.
But like, you know, knowing all that stuff, am I still...
Don't write that down. Ben, you don't have to write
happy,
down his answer.
Am I still happy in my life outside of that? And the answer is no.
No.
He's ruined my life.
You can't be.
He's ruined my entire life.
It rots from the core. So it's like, you know what it is? It's like at the beginning... Sorry, Amir. It's like at the beginning when you...
I was going to say, do one to me.
It's like at the beginning how you have to put training wheels on a bike. In order to ride the bike.
Right.
And then, you know, after literally...
I felt like we were on a tandem bike together.
Sorry, buddy. And then after like three or four times on that bike, you no longer need... You throw away those wheels. And honestly, you throw them away. You don't keep them for anybody else because they're garbage.
That's right. Yeah.
We didn't need the wheels. We were riding together.
They taught you how to ride. And in my end, what I think, and tell me if I'm wrong, is that Amir was there as training wheels at the beginning. And then the wrench somehow doesn't fit the nut anymore, and you can't loosen it and get it off.
I want to ride. I want to be free.
I know, man.
I want to ride into the sunset and never think about this fucking asshole.
I thought that you could have been, I thought, and I'm saying this in the past tense because he's ruined your professional career. Right. I thought that you could have been a great director. I thought that you could have been a great writer. Me, you, and Amir wrote a movie together.
Mm-hmm. What could have been? What could have been?
Man, can you imagine if his name wasn't on the cover sheet?
I think that really held us. I'm sorry,
it could still be us. I can't get a word in. Every time I talk, Ben goes, and he co-opts the conversation.
I think he really held us back. I think having him attached to the project really held us back. That's all I wanted to say.
I think so too. Yeah. I literally can't say something, but you can't.
Yeah.
You cannot tell me this.
Okay? I can hear it. I'm in the fucking Jake, I'm in the Zoom.
I won't say a fucking word, man.
I'm not going to name the Prussian company, but I gave it to Amblin, Steven Spielberg's Prussian company.
Wow.
All I did is I crossed out Amir's name.
Cross it out.
No joke. Steven Spielberg
Picked
up the phone and called me. Yes.
Wow.
Steven Spielberg called me. Do you want to know what he said?
I bet it had nothing to
Amir,
do with
Amir, I'm about to hear what Steven Spielberg said to Amir, to Ben on the phone.
Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah, it's name insane is that you want to talk one right second. Now.
He said, first of all.
You're going to say that it's because I crossed
Pretend you're you. Pretend you're me and I'm going to be Steven. Ring.
Hey, this is Ben. Ben Schwartz here.
Hey, what's going on, Ben? Steven Spielberg.
Oh, my goodness. Mr. Spielberg, what a thrill.
Thank you so much. A thrill. For me, it's the thrill, Ben. For me, it's the absolute thrill.
That means you read the script.
I read the script.
I
have so few things to add because it's the Mona Lisa.
Thank you.
The first thing I would want to say is it just kind of drew me a little bit nuts. Somebody's name was crossed out on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Guilty.
I couldn't see
Amir Blumenfeld.
And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because I love the script so much. It doesn't matter. We're going to make this. I'm directing this. I know you guys wrote a $5 million movie, but we can make it for $100.
What amazing news. Thank you, Mr. Spielberg.
I got to know what that name is because it's bothering me. It's like what my Mary friend Blumenfeld JJ says about like, a mystery box.
Sure. As long as we know we're already making the movie.
I faxed over the documents. Okay. So all you have to do, I just have to press the send button and they'll come over to you. We'll set this thing up.
Wow.
Send it.
It said Ben Schwartz and Big Caps, Jay Hurwitz, Big Cats. By the way, haven't heard of this Jay Hurwitz guy, but he feels like he could fly.
Do you think he could direct? Do you think he could be a director like you, Mr. Spielberg?
Only if I get to produce his films.
He's part of a partnership.
Only if I get to produce his films. Okay?
Wow. The other guy, it doesn't matter. He doesn't mean anything. His name was Amir Blumenfeld.
Amir Blumenfeld. Amir fucking Blumenfeld. That's what his name is.
Sorry.
Say that you told me.
What was that? Sorry,
Amir Blumenfeld, but he's no longer associated with the project. Amir Blumenfeld. Amir Blumenfeld.
From the Jewish Blumenfeld?
Yes.
What? He knew my family. No fucking. There's no way that.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Father is a doctor.
Yes, and OBGYN. Yes, that's correct.
I don't believe this. I don't believe that this happened anymore. There's no way. He knew my dad, and Now he's bummed about it.
I'm so sorry. I have to go.
What?
God. Dude, tell me you fucking...
I can't believe that really happened.
Well, you ever see the video, I guess it's a Stony remix of Yams?
This is Spielberg saying
Now I gotta that. Eat him. Now I gotta eat him. Eat the Yams.
Hearing his voice over and over again in rhythmic tones made me so averse to doing anything with anybody. Like
this
Amir
is still Spielberg,
let alone the Amir Blumenfeld.
He watched the Yams video and was so. By the way, if he's turned off, that means my performance was good.
Do me a favor. Mm-hmm. You keep writing, and you tell that Jake fella to keep writing. But if you want to get anywhere in this business, you got to lose the training wheels, my man.
He used the fucking same metaphor that you were using.
Thank you. Let me finish role playing as Ben. Thank you for the advice, Mr. Spielberg. It's been an honor to chat with you.
And you've had what a huge run you've had through this whole thing. I saw Sonic the other day, and I saw the Three Millimeter Schwartz specials, and then Billy Crystal Standing Up, Falling Down. I cannot wait to work with you. It's just you got to throw out the trash when it's Friday. You know what I mean?
I've had an incredible career because I'm an incredible talent, Mr. Spielberg, and I look forward to someday working with you because I'm a great actor and a great writer and a great guy. Ciao for now.
I feel better knowing you.
Ciao for now.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Ciao for now.
If you and Jake write another script, it doesn't even matter what it is I'm in.
Amazing.
Well, it would be thank you, Steven. Jake and
okay, talk to you soon.
We have to get rid of the training wheels.
I think that's what it is, Jake. Right?
Wow. I didn't.
Sorry. Did that? Wait. Was that like? An improv I feel like that role play that actually went down.
Opened my eyes a
word
little bit.
Word for word, I just read the transcript, my man.
And Jake knew it. Jake knew your side.
He sent me. Yeah, he.
I sent him the transcript.
Yeah, he sent it to me. I was.
I emailed it, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I'm not on the email. I didn't get that email.
Good
was
movie.
It to the meatball? Was it to the meatball boys?
We do have a text chain that used to be called the meatball boys.
Yeah, where are you guys?
I what is like it? Kind of I left it.
I left it. Jake and I started a new one called Best Friends. Now I got to eat it. Now I got to eat it. The yams.
Eat the yams. Ah! Nice.
Stony remix, baby.
Yeah. I like that. So do you have any unsolicited advice or like stuff that you've learned or taught or figured out?
Not, don't you have to ask a question and then we figure it out?
Yeah, we could do that too. All right.
All right.
Ready for this question?
Finally going to get it. Yeah, let's get to a question. Why not?
It's exciting. Ben's never let us ask a question. So this is pretty cool.
Well, can I ask you a question before we start or is that weird?
Yeah.
Have you felt healthy? How are you feeling recently?
I feel super healthy. That's
yeah. I feel healthy.
Are you losing your mind a bit yet?
Yeah. Oh, mentally, I feel unhealthy.
Have you been sleeping? How's your sleeping patterns been?
Sleeping's fine, actually.
Really, Amish?
Sleeping pretty good. I keep drifting later and later and later. So I'm trying to like be in bed by midnight, but some night that's not.
You're
the
always
case.
Up at like. Are you always up at like 8 a.m.?
Yeah, he's up early.
Yeah, I usually wake up around 8. Ben wakes up
even earlier than that.
I do wake up earlier than that. I go to sleep at like 11 something, and I usually wake up at 7 something, but I've been sleeping so poorly lately. I'll have a great day, and then I'll have a terrible day.
Ups and downs.
Ups and downs. Ups and doonsons.
All right, we got a question from somebody who was asked to photograph a wedding.
Now? Does that person have a name, or may I make it up?
You can please, yeah. We need a fake name if you have any.
Well, is it an ordinary? What type
just
of name?
Any normal name will be fine. Yeah.
It's a normal name or no? Yeah. It's an ordinary name.
It could even be one of our names, just a random name to
Bob, Mike, Jeff.
Well, okay. So, like an ordinary name.
I just call him Bob, Mike, Jeff.
No, Dave's well, let me throw down if I can throw down.
Sure. You know what I mean? Any normal name.
Alley-oop. Can I dunk it? You spiked it up. Do you mind if I slam it down?
Yeah. We're taking a long time.
You can even be a basketball player if you're saying that kind of stuff. Just say, like,
right,
Michael Jordan.
Just like a normal name.
I feel like we've established that. Yeah.
Oh, like Michael Jordan? Does it have to be like Michael Jordan? Can it just be a normal one?
It's normal. It could be like Michael Jordan. It could be fucking Michael Jordan. Just
okay,
say
fine. Cravel Woodsentunt.
What is that? That's Cravel obviously not.
Cravelwood Woodsen. S-E-N, tunt, T-U-N-T.
Tunt is such an unfortunate word. Tunt.
Not a normal name, but we'll call him that for now. Cravel writes, an old roommate from college reached out and asked if I'd be interested in shooting his wedding next month. I'm a videographer, so this would be my first wedding, and I was honored. So I gave it a tentative yes. We live a few states away where COVID cases are trending down, and he scaled back the guest list to fit within state guidelines. Only close family and friends are attending the wedding party. And at first I was nervous because this would be my first time shooting an event like this, but now I think I'm realizing it's because I'm uneasy attending a gathering of 20 to 30 new people during this pandemic. Even if I'm mostly on the outskirts with a camera, I'm sure there'll be moments where I'm up close and chatting and I plan to wear a mask, but surely no one else is going to be wearing a mask at this wedding, right? That would be a weird scene for the bride and groom to be like masked at the altar. I'd be honored to be there for a day and help capture this wedding for my friend. But I'd be lying to say if I wasn't a little irrationally worried. What would you do in my shoes? Stay healthy. Cravel Woodsentunt.
Cravel.
I was actually trying to get the pictures Jake sent me to tweet. I didn't listen to a word you said.
Okay, yeah. This guy, would you shoot a wedding right now is the question.
Oh, great question. What do you think, Jake?
I think you're not overreacting.
I think.
That's perfect.
That's great. Cool. I fucking love
that's
that
really
song.
Good. Yeah.
I think.
It's bad when it's two people doing it. Ben's was nice, but yours was really off pitch. Right. Sorry about that.
It's fine. Okay, I think.
Just answer the fucking question. What do you think?
I think it's not an overreaction to be nervous to travel to a 30-person event and photograph a wedding right now. I don't think he should do that. But I think if he wants to help his friend out, he could show up early and set up the camera on a tripod so he can help film the wedding from a distance, but he doesn't have to be there. That's what I think.
Okay, this is what I think. If I'm being honest. I have so much writing to do. I just FaceTimed Amir at the wrong time, and now I'm doing a podcast.
2020, baby.
I know. I gotta
oops, I'm on a podcast. It's such a fun, what a weird problem. I tried to call my friend, and then I was a guest on his podcast by accident. It's insane.
I think. Nice.
Okay.
So we came up with an iconic bit on the fucking fly. Everyone's going to be talking about, I think, forever.
I think.
Is that a TikTok? Amir wants me to join TikTok so bad. Is that a TikTok?
I think it could be a TikTok.
Everything's a TikTok.
Yeah,
we can put this on TikTok. I think that it is honestly scary. I'm invited to one of my closest friend's weddings, and I don't know if I can fly to New York to go to it. It's later in the year, too. I would love to. I love this person. He's a good friend of mine for my whole life, and I haven't even gotten home to visit my family yet. So I'm all nervous about all that stuff. So I understand the trepidation. I literally didn't hear the story. I just heard Amir's reinterpretation of it, because the guy had such a fucking normal name. It was hard to concentrate.
Carvel wasn't done.
I would say what he basically said. I want to do something. I want to be a part of it if I can, but I'm scared. Is that basically it?
Yeah, he's sort of.
Yeah,
like,
I was invited.
He's chickening out. He's smarting out. He's deciding he maybe shouldn't go, but he doesn't know.
Yeah, he has to fly there, I understand it. And also, what happens if he flies there and he doesn't quarantine and then he gets everybody at the wedding party sick? I think that's something.
Yeah, you got to think about that. You might be.
When is it happening? Did he give you a date?
I think he said next month, vaguely. So, wait, your friend is still, is that wedding still on, Ben?
Across it's a very small America. One. He's having a very small get-together, and then they're having a bigger wedding in a year. But like the marriage part is going to be a small thing.
Jesus. It seems dangerous to even have a wedding right now, let alone invite out-of-town guests.
Just in general, to get married, you mean?
Yeah, he shouldn't even, committing your life right now.
Sorry,
anything
buddy,
is
unless
insane
you say,
because
I
it
think,
might be melting
unless
down.
Unless you say, I think, I don't know what you're talking about.
I think.
Commit to the bit or don't do it.
I don't want to do it.
It's not an option. Commit to the bit. It's not an option. Commit to the bit.
I think it's not really good to invite friends from California. It's a hot spot. You wouldn't want to have them bring
That's what
disease.
I'm saying, my man.
That's what I think.
Oh, my God.
No, I just don't know how to sing. I suck at singing. So I feel like I'm
being
on the spot. What's that?
I'm not going to get it.
Yeah, I really do. I really do.
Can we just play Mario Kart? Hey, Jakey, why don't you ever jump on our Mario Kart games?
I played with Amir like twice, and he just beat me so bad that it's not fun. Like, I can't have fun if I just consistently come in last place. I can't imagine.
You got to train.
I have a Switch.
Imagine being Amir in real life.
I think.
Nice. You beat Amir, though, right? Like, you guys.
No, I'm talking about coming in last in real life his whole life.
That's tough. That's
like
tough.
Mario Kart or
no, like
no, that's rough, man. I want to empathize with you, but I don't really, I guess like I come in last in some of the ways that like we're associated with, you know, like together, you know, like you've made me come in last. So I can empathize with coming in last.
If it means anything, I've seen your directing work in Lonely and Horny, and I think you would come in first place.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Was Amir in that, by the way?
What's that? What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm happy that you didn't notice, because that's what I spent a lot of my vision like trying to accomplish.
I was looking at the craft, and I saw the supporting players, but I'm not quite certain who the lead was.
Lead was me.
Was it a half a pound of hair?
No, it wasn't.
A buck tooth chipmunk.
It's 140 pounds of fucking pure muscle, you little bastard.
You don't weigh 140 pounds.
Soaking dry.
I'll play Mario Kart.
Name your top three funniest friends, Jake. Don't think about it, so it could be real. Ready? Top three funniest friends that you've ever had.
You don't have to do this. This is number so one. Embarrassing.
Ben,
this is so embarrassing.
Gabrus, Streeter, Seidel. And number four is not even fucking close.
Awkward. It's awkward to have it this way. He'll just say, oh, all right,
ask me.
All right, yeah. Who are your all right, funniest
Jake
friends?
Jake and Amir.
Jake, no, stop. Yeah. Jake.
Okay.
Gillozeri, Thomas Middleditch. Really funny. One, yeah. Two, three.
He's four, baby.
Is there a distant four? Like, do you
huge
have
a drop off?
Yeah.
Huge drop off. Drop off to the point of what's the point?
Totally.
What about you?
Yeah, I was going to say you two, and then
Me and Ben, that's what I was going to say. Do you know anyone else?
I was going to say that, but then I realized that there was a rule. Where is a rule where we couldn't use each other or something that I missed? So I'll say.
No, we both said each other.
Yeah.
I said Jake right off the bat. Remember?
I feel like we all said each other because I said Ben said me, and then you said me and Ben.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say Mike Pence. Not that we're close, but he writes me an email sometimes asking for money. My gardener.
Do you get Republican emails from Mike Pence?
Well, I donate to – I don't want to say which way I lean, but I donate a ton of money to Trump and Mike Pence back – even so this was in 2017.
Really indicating which way you lean, man, right?
It's 100%. Yeah. Don't you own
Goya I try beans? Not to get too political. Yeah. So this is my canister of Goya beans. And, yeah, I guess I vote with my ad dollars more than anything else.
I think.
I hate that.
Is that the whole podcast?
Yeah, that's our time. If you wanted to promote anything or give a shout out to anyone, now's your chance.
I'd love to give a shout out to Jake Hurwitz. Check out his stuff. He's got a Dungeons and Dragons podcast for HeadGum. It's really popular. Gets huge ad bucks.
Cool. Not another D&D podcast.
There.
Appreciate that, folks.
Buckets.
Buckets is canceled. That's the official
name. Who told you that?
That's too bad. But I mean, it won't be missed. I mean,
I didn't hear about that.
Sort of one of those shows that self cancels, that doesn't have ads or traffic, so they should stop recording.
A lot of people call it shoot and a miss, is what they said.
Mm.
Brick.
I actually just searched that term on Medium. You're the only person that wrote that. You left an essay.
What are you talking about?
Your medium.com blog post. You created a fucking account just to lambast my basketball podcast. Shoot and a miss. Writes Ben Schwartz. Holy shit, this is really long. I cannot believe you wrote this. Nice.
May I, while I'm here, Jacob sent me a list of a person. I'm going to tell you what their name is.
Okay. So
Liv W. Put together all the names that I ever made up. May I go through them real quick?
Yes, please.
Wow. Wait, can from the videos
them,
or?
Can you give them? They're from videos in the podcast, it seems. I've only read the first page, but I retweeted it because I support Jake. Okay, so rate them 1 through 10 in terms of names, okay?
Okay.
Let's do a quick though. There's a lot. Here we go. Amir Blumenfeld.
0. Worst name.
Okay, Amir Blumenfeld.
9. 9.
Joe.
Great. 10.
Scabulosis Jim.
Iconic. 10.
Kaladin Sam.
10.
Sad Shanan Chunit.
God, that's a 10.
Stanley.
4. 6.
10.
Stanley
Perfect.
Grills.
Carrot Slat.
Perfect.
That's iconic. 10.
Paul.
Yeah. 4.
Why did, in what one were you just Paul?
Janet. Stanson. 2. Charles Krush Toost. Charles Kinjanib Pumps. Sulu Candles. Cherry Dude. Cherry Dude.
Cherry Dude is 4. A 10.
Amir Blumenfeld. Scalby Lofsus Jim. Charles 9. Krush Toost.
Yeah.
Cherry Dude. Stanley Keeps.
Nice.
Talbot Corbel.
Love that one.
Cooch Fralt. Dusty Fieldston. Precious Fieldston. Precious Fieldston. Shampy Chost. Shirley Kalp. Chad Salad.
Nice.
Chad Salad was from a live show, I remember.
Chad Salad is from Chad Carter and I. I think we, in a show we did together, Chad Salad, I think it was what it was. Charlie Calhoden.
That's good. Charlie Calhoden.
Frant Leaps Drexler. Chalk Cottoned with a T. Orlando Cornolt. Quirp Helicopter. Jesuian Winup. Liable Ream Job.
Nice.
Takara. to Carly Salabach, Michael Bublé,
Carly Rae Jepsen,
Lawrence Odologos, Sukan Kittenflee, Henry nice. Boltz Pjulk, Stirrup a Napkin, Stirrup a Napkin.
Oh shit, that was from Dublin. Goddamn.
Jeffrey Pinball, Clint Powertafoot, Diane Pillowmane Smith Hydrangish.
Smith is his first name?
No, that's the full name. Diane Pillowman Smith Hydrangish. Earl Faititit, Sue Donogrosahu, Chance Philanthropy, Chalet Monet, Sherbert Daltret, Charleep Crowndled Gotcha, and Ralpert Watermelon.
My God. Wow. And what was the latest one today? Winston Tunt.
Yeah. Michael, he's going to have to add that one.
What a fortuitous thing that this list was like made and shared as you called us to be on the podcast.
Well, it's because we talked for the first time, so you texted it to me.
It's crazy. I just saw this as we were on the phone.
Really?
Yeah.
So while we're talking, you're on Twitter?
It was during the break.
That's beautiful.
Amir, you want to wrap a little bit of Amir and I have been going back and forth before we stop. And Jake, do you know the Hamilton album at all or no?
I don't know the album very well. I saw the play twice, so I know it. But yeah, no, I don't know.
Well, Amir and I have been going back and forth. He's trying to learn the words. So let's do, what song do you want to do, Amir?
God, how about Alexander Hamilton, the titular song, the best song, which is just the name of the show. And I think that's a great song.
Okay, and you can't Google lyrics.
No, yeah, I know the lyrics, so I don't have to Google them.
How does a bastard orphan?
Yeah, son and I
son of a whore and a Scotsman dropped in the
middle of the dinner
of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by Providence
and buffets
impoverished and squalor grow up to be a
Dan and a dude.
Gotta tell you, we do fuck around here a lot. But in terms of funny,
that's all we do. Say a lot, like we do anything else.
In terms of funny, I have to admit, I know we shit on him a lot, but fucking Jake is the funniest there is, man.
I think.
Well, I love you guys. Is that the full hour?
Yeah, I think we got there. And you love you guys, both of us.
You love you, Ben. You're the man, Ben. I love you, dude. Buddy. Like a brother.
I love you too, man. I can't imagine. I don't like that we haven't talked. Maybe we do a little a FaceTime and catch up like real humans.
I'm down. Why do we always have to Zoom on Mike?
You have my private number, right? Not the one that
not the one we shared with Amir. Not the one from Meatball Boys, the text chain. Because, I know he abused
that.
I thought that was your private.
All right.
I love you guys. I'm going to get back to writing. I feel like we
love you guys.
How many questions did you answer? Just one?
Yeah, just that one that you let us accidentally answer.
Well, I hope this gets a lot of views, and I hope
it's a podcast, so nobody's watching. But yeah, I hope it gets a lot of likes too.
And a lot of views.
That's not how it works. There's shares, no likes on podcasts, retweets. But thank you so much.
Shares and retweets.
That it can do. We appreciate you stopping by. You did shit on me a lot.
Middleditch and Schwartz on Netflix. Check out Standing Up, Falling Down. That's me and Billy Crystal. Space Force is out if you want to watch that.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
And then, that's it. Maybe this idea for a podcast I just thought of, that might be fun.
That's right. Subscribe to Ben's new podcast if it exists now.
It probably won't exist. I can't imagine I have the time to put it together. But I'm thinking about it. I want to do it.
I'll take it.
I'll plug in your microphone for you. I'll do the hard part.
He's gone.
He left. He fucking left. Jesus. Well, I guess I guess that's it. My God, what a hurricane. At the very least, a tropical storm.
Yeah.
Opening theme song. Do you remember it? Now I already forget. Oh, no. It was that Alexander from Canada.
Right. From Hamilton. Wait, was it Hamilton, Canada?
No, it was Windsor, Ontario.
That's right.
Feels like a year ago at this point.
Indeed.
This closing theme song is written by the mighty Adam, who is Hugo 7. We've used Blink 182 in a Broadway cover of his before, but this is a parody of Senses Working Overtime by Ecstasy off their English Settlement album, of course.
Love it.
feel free to shout out our Bandcamp, which is destroythemightyadam.bandcamp.com.
Oh, dope name.
Adam, you know, A-T-O-M, of course.
What? I really thought it was about a strong guy named Adam.
Yeah, it is. A-T-O-M. But he spells his name A-T-O-M. Atom.
So cool.
So thanks to Almighty Adam. Thanks to Alexander. Thanks to Ben for just coming by and lending his whatever that was to the show. We appreciate his time and energy and effort.
Always.
And it's always fun to have him here. And it's always fun to have you guys listen for more. Me and Jake on a podcast. Check out the HeadGum podcast on the HeadGum Network.
Correct.
And we also have videos every week on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA. So check those out as well. We'll be back next week. Stay healthy, stay home, stay safe. Unless you're in New Zealand, you can do whatever you want.
Nice. Jealous.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.